Unit 1. Health and Nutrition. Paired Listening. It's true that life changes over time. One thing that has really changed in our lives is our diet. The food we eat today isn't the same food that our great-great-grandparents or even our grandparents ate. In the past, diets included more unprocessed ingredients, things like whole grains and fresh vegetables. However, many experts agree that our diets have become more and more unhealthy recently. Many readily available foods are high in preservatives, unhealthy fats, salt, and sugar, and are low in fiber and nutrients. It's true that fast food, frozen food, and instant noodles are a convenience. But they may also provide less nutritional value compared to the same amount of a similar unprocessed food. In the past, processed foods increased the availability of needed calories to people who may not have had access to them. However, one of the biggest problems these days is that people are eating a lot more calories than they need. Think about what you ate for dinner last night. Are there any changes you need to make in your diet to become a healthier person?
Reading. Health and Nutrition. Nutrition is important for all plants and animals. For humans, the building blocks of life come from nutrients in food. Food nutrients are the fuel that keeps our bodies running smoothly. Carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, as well as vitamins and minerals, are all needed to keep our bodies healthy. However, not just any kind of food will keep our bodies in good shape. A diet rich in whole grains, like brown rice and whole wheat, and a variety of fruits and vegetables is important. Lean meats and fish are full of protein, but so are foods like legumes, lentils, and soy products, like tofu. Therefore, eating healthy and having a diet full of the right nutrients seems easy, right? Well, in our modern world, it may not be so easy. We need a good balance of nutrients in the food we eat. Carbohydrates are important for energy, but we need healthy carbohydrates like whole grains, nuts, and fresh fruits and vegetables. Carbohydrates that are low in nutrients, like white sugar, refined white bread, or processed foods, provide empty calories and can lead to unhealthy outcomes. The same is true for fats. Healthy fats like omega-3 or omega-6 fatty acids come from olive oil, different kinds of fish, nuts, and soybeans. Trans fats are a type of fat to avoid. These unhealthy fats can be found in a lot of highly processed foods like mass-produced baked goods, margarine, and non-dairy coffee creamer. How much of each nutrient should we have in our daily diet? There is no easy answer to this question. It depends on the individual. For example, young or old, male or female. As a general guideline, about 10 to 25% of your daily calories should come from protein, around 10% from fats, and the rest of your calories should come from healthy carbohydrates. However, some people do not follow these guidelines and end up eating too many empty calories each day. This can have an effect on your entire body, contributing to problems like obesity and lifestyle diseases like diabetes, high cholesterol, and cardiovascular disease. Your digestive tract, also called your gastrointestinal tract or GI tract, works to move and process all the food and liquids you consume. As it breaks down food into smaller parts, your body absorbs nutrients. Your large intestine absorbs water, and the waste products of digestion become the stool that is pushed out through the anus. It is important to note that the digestive system is complex. Digestive disorders or diseases can occur when an organ is not functioning well. Some problems that occur with the digestive system can be connected to obesity. Gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD, chronic constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, and stomach cancer are some examples. Obesity is rapidly becoming a world epidemic. It is one of the leading causes of death worldwide. Even though Japan still has a low obesity rate, it is steadily increasing, especially among middle-aged men. It was reported that the number of overweight Japanese men with a body mass index, BMI, of 25 or greater was 33% in 2019.